Welcome, everyone.
Hi.
What you're listening to today is a little something called Very Fine Friends. And we're going to do something a little special for you. Something I like to call bonus improv. Wow. Francis, what do you say?
I say yee-haw.
And I say howdy. It's like we're at a Texas Roadhouse right now.
Yeah.
Hey. Jenna, Francis.
Yes.
I'd like to give you a little something. Something I'd like to call a suggestion.
I would be honored to take your suggestion.
And will you be proudful and honorable of that suggestion?
Yes.
Okay. Your suggestion is conceived.
Conceived.
Conceived. You can conceive an idea.
Yeah, you can. I was just thinking about the phrase conceived in liberty.
Never heard that.
Isn't it like in the Declaration of Independence or something?
Is it? That wasn't retired. Forget it.
I wasn't retired.
I didn't say required reading at my school.
It's in something. I think
something,
it's something. It's a little something, something.
What is it? Explain it to me.
It's like a new nation conceived in liberty.
Oh.
Like we're creating, in liberty. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be interesting? Wouldn't it be fun to like start a new country and like be the ones who are like drafting the documents?
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. And also, no boys allowed.
Oh, hold on.
Wait, no, I know.
Immediate conflict. Yeah. We both need that.
Okay. No girls, but Jenna allowed. Can you imagine? Yeah. Woo.
Anyone who is under a 7 works night shift.
Unless you look better in dark lighting.
Yeah. See, we're...
Then you can be out at night.
We are open-minded.
Mm-hmm. And we're the framers, and it's what the framers want.
Yes. What would you call our country?
What would I call our country? I would call it hot, something with hot in it, so that the demonym is hotties.
Hot Kokomo?
Yeah. Hot Kokomo. The people from Hot Kokomo are hotties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay, great.
And it accomplishes our goal of getting Kokomo established.
Which is long overdue.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good for us.
Absolutely.
I'm excited for this.
And now, improv.
Honey, thanks for marrying me and giving me citizenship in your country. I love that.
Oh, of course.
I'm sure it won't be too different from where I'm from. I look forward to assimilating.
Well, we're happy to have you here. We just, just follow the rules.
Of course.
The rules of the country.
I love that.
God, you look good.
Oh, thanks.
I would have married you, citizenship or otherwise.
Oh, behave.
What?
Stop.
I'm still in that honeymoon phase.
I know.
Give her.
I want to make sure I'm being a good citizen, though.
Good.
So
I
just
love
stop
that.
Me if I'm doing anything weird or wrong.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and go outside and be outside now.
Oh, wait. Hey, hang on.
What is it?
Honey?
Yes, babe.
You know I love you.
Me too.
But have you read our Constitution?
Well, I skimmed it. It was just so many words and letters.
You are a solid 8.1.
Babe. On a 1 to 10?
On a 1 to 10, you are a solid 8.1.
Oh my God.
And anyone over a 7.5 can only go out starting at golden hour.
I didn't know.
It's still 10 a.m.
Oh, my.
Sorry, honey. This is the day for the workers, or the people that, doesn't matter the lighting, bright light, dim light, they're not going to look good.
But me, I will.
Oh, you look good all the time, but we really want to save you for those magical night hours.
Oh, what an important law.
Thank you. Thank you. I drafted it myself.
You did?
I am.
Are you a framer?
I'm the only framer.
Oh my God, babe. I'm with the framer.
Yeah, and I can erect something else. Hey.
No, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Thanks for saving me.
Oh, sure.
My God, I almost went outside and ruined the ugly people's days.
Oh, I know. And then it actually helps them too. The part of the reason I wanted to do this is because anyone below 7.5, then they're more with their kind, and they don't need to be faced. They don't have the comparison of someone hot like you.
You have a good heart.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
My pleasure. My pleasure, darling.
Guess we'll just stay in.
Yep, we'll stay in.
I'm going to go ahead and have a carb.
What?
What?
Hun?
What's going on, babe? Is it?
I need to know specifically which kind of a carb you were planning on having.
A mac and cheese.
Oh. I'm going to have to stop you right there.
Oh, no. What happened? What'd I do?
We have very specific rules.
Oh, yeah.
Again, these are all based on a hotness scale.
Oh, okay, Mr. Framer. Tell me more.
Well, Sonia, you, again, as I've mentioned, are an 8.1.
Yes. So specific.
I know. Anyone above an 8 can only have colorful foods. And orange is not a color. No, anything that's any remotely related to beige, brown, orange, yellow, you're not allowed to have.
Oh my God.
That's Uggo food.
Oh wow, I came so close. And I just am over the cutoff.
Well, if you eat that mac and cheese, you're going to be falling below.
Oh,
just
no.
Trust me on that one.
Oh, I don't want that.
It's going to go, those elbows are going to go right to your hips, if you know what I mean.
Don't, but sounds scary.
Elbow macaroni.
Oh my God, you're so funny. Funny framer.
Thank you, my dear.
I'm putting you as that in my phone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, wow, you saved the day again.
Yeah.
I just love you.
Well, love you too, babe. Love you too.
Oh my God, look.
Hot Sonia.
I made you happy again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, do you think it went down? Oh, no.
It'd be funny if I went across the room and threw some rings.
I'm going to have to stop you right there, babe.
What do you mean? What?
We only use penises as a ring toss when the penises are below 4 inches.
Oh,
we find it more comical that way. It's a harder game.
Yeah.
Well, so as you can clearly see, I'm well above that, so.
Yes, and I would have mirrored you regardless.
Well, that's sweet, but that would have been against the bylaws.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yep, I appreciate that, but anyone over a 7.3 is not allowed
on the hotness scale or the ruler?
In this case, they align.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
You need to marry someone that has the same penis length as your hotness.
What? But I'm an 8.1, you said.
I know. So am I.
Oh. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. I didn't know. I mean, I just always had such a good time. I didn't think to measure.
Oh, well, luckily for you, I measure every day just to make sure.
Funny framer, can I ask you a question?
Of course. You can ask me anything.
What happens should one break these rules?
Excellent question, Sonia. Not just a smoking hot bod, but brains too.
Yeah.
Should any of these rules be broken?
Yeah.
The offender will be taken to the town square.
Oh.
Surrounded by the entire town.
Oh.
They will be strapped down into a strapped down machine.
A strapped down machine.
And they will be tickled.
What?
Until they laugh so hard, they pee their pants. When they pee their pants and the whole town sees, anytime someone sees you pee your pants, you automatically drop 1.3 on the hotness scale. That is the punishment for breaking any of these rules. Automatic 1.3 drop in hotness in the eyes of everybody in the town.
Did you write that, babe?
Oh, I wrote it. And I am to be held accountable to these rules too, by the way. I don't want you to think, just because I'm a funny framer, that I can get away with anything.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, I need you to keep me just as accountable as I'm keeping you, okay, babe?
Okay, babe.
All right.
Babe!
All right. You know, if you'll excuse me.
Okay. You excuse? What you gonna do?
Okay, we're gonna go to the bedroom and gonna iron some clothes, fold some clothes, put them all away.
Okay. I'm gonna take my makeup off.
Oh, okay.
Here I am, the real me.
Ah!
What's going on? What's wrong? Funny framework. What is it? No! What's wrong? Stop screaming. I gotta take my voice appliance out.
What's wrong? Hey, what's wrong? Baby, what is it, baby?
Oh my god.
Hold on, I gotta take my girdle off.
No.
What's the matter?
No. You're a 1.3 now.
Guess we gotta cut some of it off.
No, now I gotta take you to the town square, strap you down, tickle you, and then...
I'll tickle you now.
No. Scene.